NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Cardiff Garcia. Thanksgiving is just around the corner, just a couple of weeks away. The day before Turkey Day is usually one of the biggest travel days of the year in the U.S., as families cross the country to get together, watch football, and, yeah, get into huge arguments.
I don't know what you mean. This year, though, is going to be pretty different. Travel is expected to be way down. A lot of people are just staying in. And that, of course, is having a big effect on businesses across the U.S., including a lot of small businesses.
Exactly. This recession has really disproportionately hammered small businesses. They've been really suffering. And so here on The Indicator, we're going to be speaking with small business owners and their workers, and we're going to be highlighting some of the obstacles that they've been experiencing and also some of their innovations in getting over those obstacles.
Yeah, so for the next few months, we're going to be talking with small business owners across the country, getting their stories and what things are looking like for them. And this week, we are talking with Travis Madison. He owns Ridgecrest Turkey Farm in Brockport, New York. Turkeys, of course. This is the turkey time of year.
Oh, yeah.
Americans, Cardiff, eat 50 million turkeys on Thanksgiving.
And we feel it.
Yes.
I feel like I myself eat 50 million turkeys each Thanksgiving. Today on the show, we speak with Travis about his farm, what business has been like, and what he likes to eat on Thanksgiving.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Right now, you can earn 100,000 bonus miles you can actually use when you spend $20,000 in your first year. What's in your wallet? Limited time offer. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details. Support for NPR and the following message come from Fundrise. Fundrise makes it easy for anyone to invest in high-quality real estate by building you a portfolio with their more than $1 billion in assets. Get started at fundrise.com/indicator to have your first 90 days of advisory fees waived.
Travis Madison, owner of Ridgecrest Turkey Farm, thank you so much for talking with me. So the first thing I wanted to ask is just, you know, how many turkeys do you have?
So this year that's 1,200 turkeys. They're raised from a day-old chick all the way up to 20 weeks of age when we process them for Thanksgiving.
That's a lot of turkeys.
Yep. Sitting back to the farm right now, they're actually kind of all outside because it's cooling down out. So yeah, there's about 4 acres of pasture. They're all outside running around because it's kind of windy. So they're too fat to fly, but they just kind of waddle and flap their wings once it's windy out, and then just waddle around the pen. They run, but there's probably 600 of them outside.
Oh, wow. Does it look like?
It looks like a big field covered in white spots.
And what does it feel like to look at this? I mean, this is your family farm. These are your animals. What does it feel like to see them?
Well, so this year is, I just bought this farm from my parents, but this is the second year of me fully running this operation on my own since I just got done with college. And I don't know, it's a lot more stress now. I see them all outside and I'd rather have them in the barn because it's safer for them in there.
Well, you're worried about them. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's all my, everything I own is invested into this right now.
You're basically watching your savings.
Oh, yeah, I watched it.
Running around in the grass right now.
Yeah, I just watched it depreciate. Over the past week, I've watched what I should have made and a lot of money just disappear in feed bills and things that I'll never see back.
In a normal year, what would your business be right now? I mean, because we're getting up onto Thanksgiving and Christmas and the time when everybody orders turkeys.
So right now we should be almost sold out. And normally the phone's ringing 40 times, 50 times a day.
Wow.
Where this case this year is we're probably 30% behind where we should be for sales. We've never had a year that we're going to see like this year.
What are orders like this year?
So people seem to want a 10-pound turkey is what I get a phone call for lately. But I can't produce a 10-pound turkey. A 10-pound turkey, it's the size of a chicken. There's no meat on a 10-pound turkey. So all of my turkeys are going to be between 18 and 40 pounds.
Are people just saying we just don't have anyone coming over this year, or I lost my job or stuff like that?
Yeah, people saying family isn't coming from out of town. It's the kids aren't coming back from college and the family doesn't want to get together. And within Monroe County here in New York, they've now just placed like another restriction on us, or we're supposed to have another restriction, like you're not supposed to have a gathering. So,
oh, and that's like coming right at the moment.
Yeah, this is changing like daily. So we can usually turn a good profit. It's just a lot of work, a lot of investment, and we do it all ourselves. And that's how you can turn the good profit. But this year, with sales being down, it's definitely going to affect my costs for next year. I have to look at ways to decrease my costs and to figure out a more safe marketplace for these turkeys.
How much do you sell your turkeys for usually?
So a 20-pound turkey is around $65.
I mean, have you thought about raising the price just to make it?
No, because I don't. See, I can go back to producing more of my own feed and cut my costs down. And as of right now, that's what's going to happen next year, is we're going to be doing that. But no, I honestly, I think where I'm at right now is higher than I even want to be charging. But with the prices of the way the commodities changed the end of this year, I had to. So it's hopefully next year I can get the price lower. I'm trying to sell them just so everybody, a regular person, you know, can afford a fresh turkey, not a frozen one.
What are the biggest expenses for you typically?
Feed.
Oh, feed. Okay. And what do you, yeah. What do turkeys eat mostly?
Ground corn and usually a soy substitute or something along those lines.
And how much does it cost to like feed turkeys? Is it like thousands or tens of pounds?
Yeah, tens of thousands. We're like a fully grain fed turkey. So it has, it's going to be more fresh. It's going to have a higher fat content in it, meaning it's going to have more juices and things like that. Yeah, they're chubbier.
So you've sold 3/4. That's still a quarter left to go. If you don't sell a quarter of them, like what happens to the turkeys? What are your options?
That's what I'm working on today, actually. The problem with having fresh meat is I don't have the capabilities of freezing it. So most food banks won't take meat unless it's frozen.
For you like trying to donate them and that's
here,
hard?
Every year we donate quite a few to the homeless shelters in Rochester for all their Thanksgiving dinners. We've been doing that, and that's always a good cause. And I was looking to do that this year, and I'm hearing they don't know what they have planned for what they're doing for those. So
yeah,
so they're all going to be processed. It's just me figuring out where they're going to end up. So what I'm looking at right now is really just trying to find maybe some meat markets in the city that might want to buy them and cut them up and freeze them on their own to sell at later times or something like that, or else they might be getting turned to dog food.
Oh, yeah. And what about you for your Thanksgiving? What are you doing?
We're still going to have a regular family Thanksgiving.
Are you going to eat turkey?
I don't know.
You're not like a turkey lover?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I've never been a big that or chicken, I guess. I've never been a big fan of it really either. So
you would have like a steak if you could?
Yeah, we'd have prime rib. If it were up to me, Thanksgiving would be like prime rib like Christmas.
This is like turkey farmer sacrilege.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole old school I don't know. I guess I appreciate a Thanksgiving dinner every now and then, but with the way I've had it this year, I'm ready to be done.
Yeah, no more. Yeah. You've been looking at a lot of turkey for right now.
Yeah.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Darian Woods with help from Gilly Moon. It was fact-checked by Sean Saldana. Patty Hirsch is our editor, and The Indicator is a production of NPR. What do we not know about turkeys? Like, what are they like?
So right now, they're very mean. They're ready to they become the age where they can reproduce, and that's when they start to, like, pick up that kind of bad habits like pecking and things like that.
It's like high school or something.
Yeah. They're like teenagers right now is essentially what they are.
Do you have to like be a little careful?
Yeah, they'll like chase after you. And if you turn your back, like the toms might try to fly up and like spur at you or scratch you or something.